Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. Merry Christmas. I hope you are well, and I doubly hope that you get this voice message. Norm, I want to tell you a Christmas story. When I was a teenager, a delivery truck driver knocked on our front door, and he handed me a package. The package was addressed to me. It was 2 days before Christmas. There was no return address. Someone had written the words, Merry Christmas, from a secret admirer onto the package. Norm, it was a thin package. It was as light as a slice of bread. I thanked the driver and I closed the door. A couple of days later, on Christmas Day, I opened my secret admirer's gift in my bedroom. It was the big day. My entire family would be sitting around the Christmas tree in just a few hours. When I tore the shipping paper off the package, I saw that someone had sent me a single pair of panties. The panty was nice, and it was just my size. I was a delicious size 5. According to the label, the panty was made of 100% silk. The crotch area of the panty was fortified and thick. I had never worn panties that possessed such beefy crotches. After a thorough inspection, I came to the conclusion that they were quality female underpants. I wasn't offended or taken aback in any way. I figured it was a freebie sent to thousands of women across the United States at Christmas time. It was a marketing stunt, for sure. Norman, I pulled on the silk panty and my pajama bottoms and I went downstairs. As I greeted family and friends, drank eggnog, and chewed up handfuls of salted cashews, I couldn't help but notice how wonderful my new panty felt. I loved them, and at some point, I said 3 words aloud. Thank you, secret admirer. Norman, perhaps 2 hours passed until everyone in the house was seated on the floor around our fancy 12-foot-tall Christmas tree. While I was sitting on my luxe ass, watching presents being opened, I felt a sudden steady pressure pushing against my dripping pussy. The upward pressure became stronger and stronger. I was nearly lifted off the floor as something round and long bore its way into my hungry fuck hole. It was a dick. The ripping sounds of fabric were loud enough to stop my family's Christmas Day celebration. Everyone was watching me. While I sat in front of that Christmas tree with my legs crossed, I took the dick hundreds of times. In and out, and out, and in, the dick went. I was a virgin. I had never taken meat before, but I knew all about it. The item occupying my delectable hairy skunk was 2 inches in diameter and perhaps 12 inches long. There was no doubt. I was taking it for sure. But how? Why? Everyone in attendance watched me make private and very bizarre sex faces. I pulled my lips back. I closed my eyelids. My nostrils flared. I opened my eyelids. I rolled my eyes to the back of my head. I pinched my nipples. I gasped for air. Saliva dripped from the edges of my quivering lips. I moaned and I came. And I came and I moaned. On several instances, my shuddering body caused ornaments to fall off the Christmas tree. Only a pussy popped for the very first time could have stunk up the room as badly as my young simmering box did. I didn't care. There were clothespins in the laundry room. Norm, I couldn't free myself. I didn't want to. I was pinned to the floor by a mammoth dick. I was soaked in perspiration. I was coming. I begged for water, using a voice I didn't recognize, and then I blacked out. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told me that someone had installed a telescoping dildo into the ventilated panel of my silk panty. Norm, have you ever used a telescoping cup? They're used to save space. An 8-inch tall cup can be reduced to 1/2 inch in thickness. Telescopic cups are great for camping trips. The telescopic plastic dildo that had been installed into the crotch of my free silk panty tore its way out of my new panty, and it extended itself deep into my needy, very wet, tight snatch. The authorities told my parents that the telescopic dildo was operated by remote control. There was also a tiny fiber optic camera built into the head of the telescoping plastic dildo that blew apart my free Christmas panties. When the police pulled open the back doors on a 1967 rusted-out Econline Ford van parked near our house, they found an HD monitor, a gasoline-powered generator, and they also found the electronic device used to control the plastic telescoping dildo that was sewn into my panty. In addition to those items, the cops also found a jar of vaginal shrinking cream, a leather wine bag filled with 2 pounds of marijuana, a cardboard shoebox filled with cock rings, old reefer roaches and incense cones, and a medical-grade chrome-plated female asshole enlarger. It was an awful moment, but I did come. A lot. Norm, a man that I did not know, who was a guest at our Christmas Day party, tapped on my shoulder and he said,
"It really smells like pussy in here. I never expected to watch something like that at a Christmas gathering. You took the collapsible camping cock like a real trooper. Good for you. I took a dick once. Let me tell you about it. I worked at a state park. It was a summer job. I was working a lake at the park. My job was to tag turtles with special transmitters while they were sunning themselves on the shore of the lake. I used a battery-operated hot glue gun to affix the device onto the shell of the turtle. One time, while I was bent over, somebody pulled down my park-issued khaki shorts and they crammed their cock into my anus. I clutched onto the head of one of the turtles and I pulled his neck out of his shell. The turtle's neck was about 14 inches long. While I was getting banged out from the rear, I kept swinging the turtle over my shoulder again and again while using his long turtleneck as a handle. I had no choice. I used the turtle in an effort to knock out the bastard that was boning me. I tracked my assailant's footprints for a half mile, but I lost him. The poor turtle I use as a living nunchuck was in a coma for about 9 years, and then he died from blunt force injuries brought on by me. His long neck never went back into a shell. I carry around a tape recorder what it sounded like while I was being raped while tagging turtles. Let me play it for you." "One day, I will find the fucker that cornholed me, and I will kill him."
Norman, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, be careful if you get a free pair of panties delivered to you this Christmas. You could take a telescoping plastic dick to the cunt. I did. Now I must get going. Norm, I call all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate the shit out of my pussy. I'll do this using an old metal crank handle dildo that my grandfather found while he was a soldier patrolling the jungles in Vietnam. Of course, I'll be pumping myself off while I lie atop my deceased grandmother's cum and piss-stained spring mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Cloudy to mostly cloudy skies. Low tonight will fall back to around the center of for the teens. And then for Friday, snow showers will be possible. And temperatures will be turning colder as we go throughout the afternoon hours on Friday. UPNow.com and for the radio.
So I'm reading in Steer Magazine Inc. I think it's called Steer Magazine Inc. It's for only people that have been invited to have a membership. You can't get it, but it has the most provocative stories in it you could ever imagine. And that's why I subscribe to Steer Magazine, Inc. It's by invite only in the weirdest way. Hang on a second. I thought I saw someone just run across my window. I just got a new rocket launcher. Let's give it a go. Sorry about that. When I say in the weirdest way, you don't get a letter in the mail. Nothing like that. You find a rock in your front yard. You find a piece of wood in your backyard. You find a newspaper that you don't subscribe to, and it's laying in your yard in a plastic bag, and you open it up. When you open it up, what? It says you're invited to join Steer Magazine, Inc., doesn't it? The same thing that's in your yard. You find something in your yard, and it's a rock, and it says you're invited to Steer Magazine, Inc. You're invited. You find a bone in your yard. You're invited to Steer Magazine, Inc. It's something obscure that could be thrown into your yard because they have chapters all over the United States, and they'll do stuff like that weird. You could have a giant sunflower in your backyard, and someone's taken the brown middle part out where the seeds are in a sunflower, and there's a piece of paper in it that's been adhered to it, glued to it, and it says you're invited to Steer Magazine, Inc. That's how they do it. They only want the best of the best, and they're very mysterious. And I found this article, this documentary thing, this valuable thing in Steer Magazine, Inc., and I'm super excited. Hello?
Is this Norm?
Who is this?
Is this fucking Norm?
You got the wrong number.
My daughter is lying on her side in the fetal position.
Wrong number.
She's in a hospital, asshole.
I'm hanging up.
The doctor said a big dick tore up her privates.
Uh-huh.
She's paralyzed, you dirty cock bastard.
You've got the wrong number.
She's a retard now because of your big dick. Are you happy?
I'm hanging up now.
You jackhammered her.
Wrong number.
You dirty cock bastard. They say my baby will never walk again. Your big dick split her in half.
Goodbye. Sorry about that. I shouldn't have answered it. As I was saying before I was interrupted, I mean, there's all kinds of ways to make money in the woods of Michigan, the rural woods of Michigan. Did you know that we have 460 acres? I'm sorry. Did you know that we have 460 million acres of woods in the state of Michigan? 460 million acres in the state of Michigan of woods. All the state was once was just trees and Indians. Trees and Indians and rare birds like the ivory-billed woodpecker. There's a $50,000 reward on that. If you can find genuine pussy pelts scalped by Indians off a white good-looking bitch who was out here and she was in a log cabin, that's worth another $50,000, $40,000, even as low as $5,000, depending on the shape of the pussy scalp. Now, the pussy scalp, the ivory-billed woodpecker, the picture of the Apache Indian, or the video of the Apache tribe and their fires are going on and they're in the woods and you got that, that's worth $100,000. So I find this in Steer Magazine, Inc. And what do I find in Steer Magazine, Inc.? I find this little tiny blurb. It says that it was at one point an Indian, kind of an Indian sex machine. And it was called Blowing Tree. That's what it says in the thing. Blowing Tree, an Indian sex machine from the early 1800s and on up. That's when they were being used. But they're called it was made by somebody, a woman is what they tried to imply in the article. A woman named Blowing Tree, some type of Indian. We had every tribe here. Michigan has it all. We have nearly every Indian tribe there was. Because why? Because the earth in Michigan is so rare, so nutrient rich. You can grow anything in here except a pineapple and a goddamn banana. That's how great the soil is. So everybody was here. They wanted to come to Michigan. But in the article, the piece I found in Steer Magazine, Inc., it talked about this rare thing you could find, kind of a sex machine made for Indian women at that time, American Indian women, not Indian women, not some chick with a plastic green thing between her eyes, nothing like that. It's real American Indians that were in this state. And this article said that somehow it's called Blowing Tree. I guess Blowing Tree, it is something to do with the person that did it, Blowing Tree. But it makes sense when I tell you what it is. Blowing Tree, an Apache or some Arapaho or a Cree or whatever Indian it was that came up with this idea. They had a female. They came up with it and called it Blowing Tree. And what it is a sex machine. And in this article, it says this. If you can find this sex machine in the woods near your house, in your neighborhood, in the forest, in the national forest, wherever it is, they believe they exist. That's 100% truth behind that. They believe it. If you can find this fucking blowing tree, now it sounds funny, like the name of the tree is Blowing Tree, but like I said, Blowing Tree came up with this idea. If you can find the sex machine gadget, if you come across it in woods, now I'm talking you have to be so rural, according to what I read in Steer Magazine, Inc., you have to be so rural to find this that the chances are almost nil. Like, You'd have to be in the middle of a billion-acre forest to find this, because it means that no one's ever walked past that area, and it's still standing. It's still work in almost working condition. You can find this. It's $100,000 they'll pay for this machine. It's a sex machine. It's a, I guess, a dildo machine. You know what a dildo machine is? Dildo machines are made for women. Why are they made for women? Because they're very, very horny. They're never off of an orgasm 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes, they've come. Their fingers smell like pussy. They've got things at home that they can do to their cunt. But they have serious drives. They use it as a medicine, like a tranquilizer. They keep beating off and masturbating and pumping off and pumping off. These are chicks. That's what this was. Blowing Tree, I believe was an Indian, came up with this device. And what is a device? What is a device that's worth $100,000? You got the ivory-billed woodpecker. You got all these other gems. You got even the thing, the fully intact arrow, the wood arrow with feather fletching, they call it, feather fletching, arrowhead, all of it, all natural, shot by an Indian in the 1800s. If you can find one of those in a tree, that's worth another $100,000. If it's never been disturbed, it's probably fossilized. They've yet to find one. There's all kinds of ways to make money in the woods, and I'm going to find one. And eventually what? Eventually, my ship is going to come in, Foxstick. It's going to come in. I'm going to find the money. I'm going to get to $100,000 for the dildo machine, the Indian dildo machine for female Indians. I'm going to find the ivory-billed woodpecker. I'm going to find gold or something in the ground with my metal detector. I'm going to find a fully intact fucking arrow, a complete arrow with the fletching, the fucking feather fletching. Indian arrow, I'm going to find that. I'm going to find pussy pelts. I'm going to fucking keep mining gold out of the stream up here. It's not even a stream. It's little. My ship's going to come in. The chance of finding things is just too great. And my odds are with me. So I said, this thing's worth $100,000. So what do? I get my fucking Argo Frontier. I get it out. 18 horsepower, six wheels. Two bench seats. I refurbed it. You just drop the top on the frame. It's two bench seats. It goes right on top of the frame, which has an 18-horsepower engine. It's got six wheels with big flaps on the rubber wheels. Supposedly goes through anything. It's not that great. You're not going to get speed. If you're in the lake, you're not going to really move fast. But it's a cool-ass machine on the ground, and that's where I keep it. So I loaded up the Argo Frontier because I read this article. It's Christmas time. It's a new year. Why can't I come into the new year with a whole new idea, with the possibilities that are so abundant around me? Come into the new year. Possibilities are abundant. They're unending, and my ship's going to come in. It's going to be over for me. I won't have to worry nonstop or wait for you to succeed with millions of dollars and eventually support your correspondent when I'm in a nut house, when I'm in some fucking old folks' home, and some black woman has got latex gloves on, and my asshole's plugged up, and she's digging the shit out. That's what they do. I read this, and I know it's true. You can look it up yourself. They use it as an excuse, so you suffer greatly. And it's true. So I take out the Argo Frontier, 18 horsepower, two bench seats, and I start looking for Blowing Tree. Blowing Tree, nobody knows what it is. You don't know what it is. If you ask anybody what Blowing Tree is, they don't know what to tell you Blowing Tree is. What's Blowing Tree? Blowing Tree, you know what it is. At least that part now, you know what it is. And what is Blowing Tree? Blowing Tree is an Indian bitch, an Indian squaw, some Indian, American Indian, and she came up with a way to make dildo machines in the woods. And I talked about this briefly or roughly or something a couple of recordings ago, two, three, five, I don't really remember when. But they would look for long saplings growing out of the ground, long-stemmed sapling kind of trees that are on their way. They're doing pretty good. Three-inch diameter trunk, 2.5-inch, 3-inch diameter trunk. Maybe the tree is 30 feet high, and it's got a lot of canopy, a lot of big leaves. And they would attach what to it? Now, the tree's bendable. It can flex left, right, front, back. It can move in any direction 360 degrees, depending on what the weather is, depending on if you're in a storm, you're in a snowstorm. But it can move the tree all over in all directions. And then they would take a horizontal stick. It wasn't really a stick. Now, I studied this a lot after the article. They would take a horizontal stick, a horizontal kind of a stump the length of your arm. And on the end of that stump, they would carve a typical dildo that you would know today. Dildos today have a head on it and then a long body. And that's what they would do. They would carve that head on the end of the stick, the horizontal stick that went out to the length of your arm, or maybe an additional 10 or 12 inches. I don't remember it. It showed your arm in the diagram that came with the story. With regards to the blowing tree contraption made up by blowing tree worth $100,000. I'm telling you this because it's a new year. You could look for this. You could find something. Your ship could come in and you'd be on your way then. Maybe you'd cut me in on 3 or 5% of the profit that you make when you find blowing tree. Blowing tree is a sex machine. It's clear as can be. It's a sex machine. It was in the woods. They lived in the woods. They can go somewhere. They can go there with their leather sandals on, their leather boots on. They could go over there. They're trying to forage for rabbits and other stuff. And while they're trying to find rabbits, while they're hunting squirrels, while they're looking for deer, which is really big in Michigan, they have a thing there called blowing tree. They come across blowing tree, and the Indian squaw female could get herself off with blowing tree, the invention. Worth $100,000. It's not a joke. I don't tell jokes in here. I don't have time for jokes. Maybe I'm gone tonight. Maybe tomorrow. I don't really know. I haven't made up my mind yet, but I don't know when. So there'd be a horizontal stick about the length of your arm. And on the end of the stick, there was a beautiful carving of a dildo. Now, Indians were master craftsmen. I'm talking American Indians. They were master craftsmen and they could carve anything. Carving a dildo-like object meant nothing to them. All they had to do was look down and take their underpants off, and they saw their big dick, and they duplicated the dick because the Indian women liked the dick, just like all women all over the world. So they made an effigy. They carved it, this long stick, at the end of it as a dick. Now, they would attach that horizontal stick that looked like a dick at the end, as long as your arm and a foot longer, and they would attach that stick using leather strappings to the tree they found, the tree I talked about earlier, the tree that's 2.5, 3.5 inches, not as much as 4. You couldn't move it around as easily. If it's the thicker it is, the less it moves around. I think it said 2.5 to 3 inches, something like that, maybe 3.5, depending on the type of the tree. A huge leafy canopy, and they would attach that horizontal stick, which was really a carved dildo, 3-4 feet long stick, 4.5, 5 feet long stick. They would attach that to that tree that bends easily, that's only 3 inches in diameter, 2.5 inches in diameter. They would attach that to the tree with leather strappings taken from deer hides. Big, like leather strings, leather boot strings. They would attach that to the tree, and there was a dildo. So you had the dildo, the length of dildo, like the length of your arm, 4 or 5 feet long, a beautiful carved effigy, part of that horizontal branch that's a dick, the way all chicks like dicks. And then you had the tree itself and the leather strappings. And how it worked is this. You had to make sure you built this thing by a stump. Now, it was necessary to have a stump by it. Now, when I say a stump, according to the illustration, according to the specs, I saw this thing drawn. It looked like it was drawn by an engineer with regards to this article that was attached to it. I saw stumps that were 5-6 feet in diameter. That's how big they are. And that stump had to be near the flexible tree and the horizontal branch attached to it with leather strappings. It was really a dildo stick, a dildo club. That stump had to be there. And why did it have to be there? Because that stump was in actuality a resting place that a female can lay on her back, like a bed, like a round water bed, something funky, a round kind of bed that was out in the woods. It doesn't spin or nothing, but you're laying on this round thing, and they'd pull their legs back. Now, these things they would invent, these things the Indians came up with, the blowing tree device made by probably an Indian named Blowing Tree. Now, you had to come up with this bed, and they laid on this bed, and they'd pull their legs back, just like chicks today, pulling their goddamn legs back and aiming their cunt at you, and there it is. Ugly-looking fucking thing. You'd be scared in any other condition when you saw that cunt. I've seen cunt after cunt. Man, you ever see roadkill? It's a lot like roadkill. There's a big gash there. There's all kinds of goddamn hair. It stinks. The pussy lips are quivering. They're red and blackish, the tips and the edges of the lips, and big goddamn bunches of hair. And you can see liquid in the crack open, and it's pink inside. I mean, that looks spooky, and it smells bad too, but it doesn't seem to stop anybody, man. There's like fucking 6,000 abortions a day in America. People are still going to that. So why would they be shocked
if they step into a pile of shit? Why would they be shocked if they got anything like that, stepped in a pile of shit or saw roadkill on the side of the car near their car door as it got kicked off the highway, the expressway? Why would they be shocked? I mean, they're carrying around that very thing in their pants, aren't they? So you have to have this 6 foot in diameter stump. It has to be close to the tree. The tree with a horizontal stick that's a dildo stick and the wrappings to hold it to the bigger, the vertical tree. And they would lay down and they'd pull their Indian legs back just like chicks do today. They'd pull off their leathers. They'd pull off their leather panties. And there was the big stump. And the better it was, is the better it could be is if it was windy out. It was storming out. The Indian would run for the fucking blowing tree device. This is all shit I researched and saw in Steer Magazine, Inc. This is stuff I researched, Steer, Inc., and I researched the shit out of it. They would lay on that thing when it was storming, when it was snowing out, when there was a blizzard, when there was a tornado. We don't have hurricanes in Michigan. When there was a tornado, heavy winds, anything like that, rainstorms, ice storms, snowstorms, they would run to the round 5 foot in diameter stump that was near the tree. And they would take their pants off, their leather panties, and then they would spread their legs and put the tip of the dildo, the head of the dildo, just into their cunt. Now, because it had leather strappings holding the horizontal bar, the horizontal dildo stick, the horizontal dildo club, because there was leather strappings, you could move it up and down on the tree according to where your cunt was while you were laying on this round, huge 5 foot, 6 foot in diameter stump that was cut down or fell down a million years ago. And that's why they're so valuable. That's why they're so fucking popular, man. And I've been out in this Argo Frontier, the 18 horsepower, six wheel thing, two bench seats, six wheel drive, looking for this thing nonstop. Once or twice, I think I found it. Once or twice, I think I've come across it, but it never has the horizontal stick, the horizontal dildo stick, still attached to the tree with leather strappings, leather tie downs made from the skin of deer. I have to find that. That always last, I read. If you find a horizontal stick with a dildo carving at the end and it's attached to a tree with leather straps, leather boot straps, like shoelaces, but they're just leather. If you find that and it's attached to a tree that's really springy, although what I read also is that because time goes by, the tree gets fatter and fatter and it's no longer acceptable as a blowing tree. They need to see the blowing tree almost like it was when it was done in the 1800s. So you'd have to find a springy tree that doesn't grow much, I guess. But I've been out in my Argo Frontier looking for this thing, scouring the fucking woods to find this thing. My ship could come in $100,000 for this goddamn thing, and I can find it. I've been looking for pussy scalps. I've been fucking mining for pussy bubbles. Those are vaginal farts that are trapped underwater. Those are worth a fortune. I've been looking for fucking ivory-billed woodpeckers. I've been panning for gold. I've been metal detecting around old houses. The possibility, the chances, the likelihood is I'm going to get something. And I really feel good about this. And I've been driving around the goddamn woods with my Argo Frontier all-wheel drive, six-wheel drive fucking tires, big balloon tires, looking for this contraption, looking for the blowing tree dildo machine. I guess that's what I could refer to it as, the blowing tree dildo machine. I mean, I guess all bitches got to get themselves off. They're so damn horny, they're taking dick all the fucking time. You check any chick you know and ask her to smell her fingers and you'll smell pussy. I don't care where it is, what time it is, what holiday it is, even if they're in church, you say, do you mind if I smell your fingers? They can't stop playing with her pussy, man. They can't. It must have been the same thing with the American Indian woman, the squaw. She went out in the woods and she took dick, the nature part of it, see, the gods, the nature, the winds, the fires, the earth, what all it is, the stuff the Indians like, the natural stuff. The damn blowing tree dildo machine had all that. It was all connected to God, their God, the Indian gods. It was connected to their wind god. It was connected to the storm lightning god, their thunder god. The snowstorm gods, whatever those would be, it was all connected to that. They were getting fucked out, banged out. They were getting impaled by a huge goddamn stick of wood, club of wood, by wind, man. in combination with a tree that would move back and forth, list back and fucking forth. It was in combination with that, something growing out of the ground. Everything with regards to the American Indian bitch's fucking orgasms is all natural. They ain't some slut like the whore you're with. They're nothing like that, are they? 12-inch dildo piece of plastic junk that stinks of plastic, stinks of petroleum, and just smells from motor burnout and fuck. They're not like that. She's in there with her goddamn dildo all the time, dildoing yourself when you're at work. You're working a screw machine, fucking machine. You can't get off it, just making one screw after another at a factory. She's coming again and again and again and again. What was your day like, you tell her when you go home? She says, well, nothing. She didn't do anything like that. She kept coming. Chicks are constantly coming. They can't stop coming all the time. You know, they're destroying the buildings throughout the world, and especially the U.S. Chicks come into the building, they blow a pussy fart because they were taking dick all night, and that pussy fart erodes away the art, the natural art, the pictures, the paintings, the colors, they all fall apart. The Sistine Chapel actually fell apart because so many chicks were in there standing up with their legs spread, looking fucking up and blowing pussy farts. You can't have that in nature. In nature, the pussy fart doesn't destroy anything. It goes up, it goes past the canopy, and the winds and all that take that woman's pussy fart long away from there. She's breathing fresh air all the time. Chicks are always breathing just pussy gas, pussy farts, all the time in the building they work in. So if you find a blowing tree dildo machine, it would be worth $100,000. And I've been doing this, and I thought I was onto something, but it wasn't one of them. I did find some leather around a tree. It fit the profile perfectly. How you search for it is, you look for a 6-foot in diameter chopped down tree, a tree that has fallen down so that it looks like it's a big round fucking bed, a water bed. If you see that next to a tree, you know you're on the right trail. I thought it was near the right trail. So I'm on my 6-wheel drive, my Argo Frontier, 18 horsepower. I altered it in every way. Nitrous oxide, all kinds of shit I did it. I work on the gearing. I changed and bored out the fucking pistons. I put in bigger rings, bigger pistons. The nitrous oxide, the thing really can go. It's so quick that I worry because the machine's old. It's very, very old, the Argo Frontier. 72, I think it was, that I inherited this. And I could break the axles from the sudden increase in revolutions and thrust and torque. If I hit it too hard because of the nitrous oxide and the bigger pistons, I could snap the axles. I don't want that. I want it to get me around. So I've been searching for this fucking thing. I've been searching for blowing tree that I read about in Steer Magazine Inc. Steer Inc. Magazine, whatever it is, I can't remember. I've been into that. I've been going through it, got my pussy peg in my hand. I've been thinking about fucking stick butter. Now, stick butter, someone always asks me, what's stick butter? Stick butter was something we used to use in Vietnam. I served 2 tours there. Stick butter is what we called a chick that we wanted to bang out. She was stick butter. You get me some stick butter? Any stick butter there? You can use that too. Hey, any stick butter out there? Where you going? I'm going out to look for some stick butter. You say shit like this to whoever you're with, and they know you know what you're doing. Stick butter. I said this another time ago. Someone wrote me and said, what is stick butter? I never heard of that. Stick butter's a chick for your cock. She's stick butter. She's for your dick. So I'm in the Argo Frontier. I'm moving around. I got a big winter coat on that's got fur around it, and it's got a lot of leather. It looks like a coat made from a bear skin or a fucking buffalo skin, but it's not. It's an imitation. And I'm out there looking for the goddamn blowing tree dildo machine that's worth $100,000. And while I'm out there, I stop the car. I take a swig of peppermint schnapps and my hot chocolate. I smoke down some fucking weed. And while I'm out there, I decide this. You know what? I'm not going to smoke the weed like this. I'm going to go to the pipe. I just got a pipe, weed pipe, from a friend of mine, a girl I know, and she said, enjoy it. You can, it's all yours. I thought of you when I bought it. She said, I really, you know, think you'll like it. It was a marijuana pipe. So I thought, why am I have rolled marijuana? Why am I rolling weed? It's cold out now. It's been 10 degrees, 12 degrees, 15 degrees. It's been great for the ice fishing shanty, which I'm super fucking happy about, pumped up about. I love ice fishing. That's where you get all kinds of pussy. But I need the ice to be super thick, and I think it's almost there because it's been so cold in Michigan. So I spark up this fucking pipe. She gave it to me with a card. It was a little tiny thing, a present. It's a pipe. It's a little miniature thing, and it said it's a quality item. She told me about it. So I think, okay, I'm going to button up my button. I'll take a swig of peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate. I've got my weed. I got a little pipe. I'm going to put some more weed into it. I'm out here looking for a fucking blowing tree dildo machine. It's worth $100,000 that I just read about. You can laugh at me all you want. Laugh, not laugh, criticize. But you watch who's going to be on the cover of something one day. And I'll be pointing to the fucking blowing tree dildo machine invented by a lady named fucking blowing tree, some tribe of Indians that lived in Michigan. I'll be pointing to my find, and the money will pour the fuck in while you're there with your bitch. It wasn't a pump anymore. It didn't sit with you anymore in front of the TV set. She fucking fucks and fills the neighbor's refrigerator with all kinds of food while you're at goddamn work. That's what you got. But I thought to myself, you know, let's try this pipe out. It's a brand new pipe. She thinks good of you. We've played around. I've fucked around with her genitals. She's played with my genitals, my 15.5 pounder, my big dick. And it's true. 15.5 pounds. You know the story. Friend of mine weighed it on his cocaine scale. He was a coke salesman. And it bottomed out at 15.5 pounds. And I heard this big metal clicking sound, this clanking sound, which wakes me up every once in a while. It's like the clank of my dick, the pending doom, the bell tolls for the dick, and all kinds of shit like that's in my mind. So I say, okay, I'm going to use this pipe, and I'm going to keep trying to find the blowing tree dildo machine from the 1800s, the Indians that were in Michigan. Now, the woods in Michigan are thick. At some points, I live on 100 acres. Behind mine is all state land. It's all wired up with barbed wire, believe it or not. And just about an acre of my land, I keep really trim cut because I have an airplane that I fly off my property. So I think, well, this is really fucking great. I got my property. I got my fucking vehicle, my Argo Frontier. I'm out looking for blowing tree. I've got a pipe I got from this chick who really likes me. I'm really putting out, people must like me. Good to be liked, isn't it? Or even better, maybe not to be. I don't know, really know. So I light up my marijuana. I put the marijuana. Now I shake really bad. I have to be honest with you. I have something called essential tremors. I've had it since I was a kid. Now, if I'm thinking and working on something, say I'm changing the lower control arms in a Ford fucking Edge. If I'm changing the lower control arms, I'm shaking like crazy. I don't know why, because my mind is thinking. It's the same thing when I'm dicking around with pussy. If there's a chick there and we're making out and I'm playing with her cunt and I'm fucking kind of manipulating her asshole and pushing things and pulling things and smelling things, I'm really shaking really bad, my whole body, because of essential tremors. Now, women like this. They think, wow, he's really into me, even though I might not necessarily be into her, but my mind is thinking fast about the job or the duty or whatever it is I'm trying to pull off, and it just starts shaking. So I have trouble often putting the marijuana into a bowl of a pipe. I use pre-rolls often because they're already rolled, but I roll my own. But I roll my own when I'm at home on the kitchen counter, and I've got zigzag rolling papers that have a glue strip on it, and I can rest my arms on the table and on other things I made, and I'm not shaking so bad. But in the wild, outside in the woods, while I'm sitting in my Argo Frontier 18 horsepower six-wheel ATV, big balloon tires, when I'm out there, it's not so easy. I'm shaking all over, and a lot of the weed doesn't even go into the pipe that the chick bought me, the weed pipe. It's all over my fucking pants. It's on the floor of the ATV, and I'm just hoping to get something in there so I can smoke this pipe. Eventually, I get a good load in there. Like, if you're smoking actual pipe tobacco, pipe tobacco that's flavored and stuff like that, they got all kinds of flavors and pipe tobacco for real men, for pipe smokers. You kind of would put it near the top and push down with your thumb and tamping down. I had just about that with the weed, but the weed is very dry, and it's very hard for me to do it. It's dry. I've smoked it before. It's all resiny and gummy. Anything you fucking own, you got to throw out because there's resins all over it. When you exhale, there are resins all over that. There's resins on the window, resins on your fucking pillow or your headboard. There's just resins all over. It's just high THC stuff. And it's tough stuff, and it's really dried out and tough to handle, at least for me. While I'm smoking the new pipe the chick got me, smoking it, thinking about the blowing tree dildo machine, the thing that's worth $100,000 if you can find one, honest to God, that shit is real. People got themselves off all the time, all races, every generation, year after year after year since the start of time on this fucking planet. You can find these devices. They have real fucking value. So I'm smoking a pipe, and as I'm smoking a pipe, I realize that I'm smelling smoke. It's not marijuana smoke. I'm actually smelling fucking smoke, like something burning, like I had an army man plastic army man, and he's burning. Something's burning as I'm smoking the pipe. I just put the weed in, I packed it, I'm deep into thought, I'm taking a trip with my weed, and I'm thinking about the money I'm going to make and this exploration thing I'm doing. I've done it all, man. I pan for gold. I've got fucking 2-3 ounces of gold that I've panned out of a river that doesn't even make sense. It's not even a river. There's all kinds of opportunities, and that's why I'm sitting here and I'm pondering all these things. And while I'm smoking the weed in the pipe, I'm smelling smoke. As I'm smelling smoke, I'm thinking, what is this? Why am I smelling smoke? Why is the smoke so dense? It looks super dense, and the taste of the weed changed dramatically. Got really kind of harsh and felt dangerous. It felt plasticky. And it felt plasticky and felt dangerous because as I pulled the pipe out of my mouth and I'm looking at north sights and I'm pondering what I'm doing, I'm like the big man out in the woods, I'm like Jeremiah Johnson, really. I've got that kind of skill out in the woods. I'm not kidding you. As I'm doing this pipe, I notice at the bottom of the bowl is like really gooey. It's gooey. There's smoke coming out the bottom of the pipe from the marijuana or whatever the smoke is, but it's coming out the bottom of the pipe and it's really gooey. And it's really gooey because of what reason? Because the bitch, man. The goddamn bitch bought me a fucking weed pipe on Temu. Temu's just a Chinese organization. Temu's that fucking mail order place, that place you can order online. It's like Amazon, only it's Temu. And she bought this fucking pipe on Temu, and it said in the directions, it said 100% hand-carved wooden pipe. That's what it said. Except it was nothing like that. That's why I thought it was really good. I ate her out and stuff for it. I played with her shithole. I pinched her cakes. I sucked her nipples. I did all kinds of stuff. We 69'd. And for the pipe, that's what I guess you have to sort of do that. But I find out it's a Temu pipe. It's made of plastic, and the bowl is so goddamn burning up, so soft that it's smoking all around me while I'm sitting on my Argo Frontier 18-horsepower six-wheel ATV. There's all kinds of smoke coming from, and stupidly, I keep toking on a goddamn plastic pipe. I think there's got to be weed in there. I can't let that go. I don't care if it is mixed with plastic. There's probably THC in that smoke, and I'm going to take that smoke in. I can't let it go until the bottom of the damn pipe falls out. Now, when it falls out, it hits my left leg because I'm sitting on the driver's side of the Argo Frontier 18-horsepower, six wheels ATV. And a big gob of hot plastic, like molten plastic, fell in my left leg, and it actually transmitted its heat, the burning sensation, into my skin, and I'm panting down the damn my leg, and I have to reach into my glove box. I've got a thing there that I use to load my fucking musket ball gun. I've got a musket ball rifle, and it's a little leather bag, and you use the leather bag. It's got gunpowder in it. You can fill the chamber, the barrel, with the gunpowder. I use that fucking thing to beat out the heat that I'm experiencing of the melting plastic from the Temu fucking weed pipe. I'm beating on my leg to make it stop because it's smoking and it's burning and it's really hurting. You could hear me yelling in the woods. Anything could hear me yelling. It was a good thing that I wasn't hunting, but you heard me yelling because a molten ball of plastic landed on my left leg, so much so that when I lowered the pipe, took it out of my lowered the pipe, I could look clean through the pipe. There was no weed in that anymore. It was a plastic fucking bowl. It was putting great weed into a plastic bowl and destroying the freaking weed, man. It was like it was an insect trapped in amber. Only it was fucking my weed trapped in the plasticness of that fucking Temu weed, fucking the weed pipe. There's smoke everywhere. I didn't feel well. I didn't feel well. I was having trouble getting air. I didn't know what was going on. I thought, did I just kill myself? There's dangerous poisons in plastics. And if you breathe it in, you could get seriously injured. You could damage your lungs, or one of your lungs would reject the smoke and it could collapse on you. Now, how would I survive out there with that? See what a chick gives you? This is what a woman gives you. I once had a chick give me a tape sung by an ancient band, 1940s band, I think, 30s, maybe, somewhere through the 30s or the 40s. And the guy's name was Glenn Miller, and he did all these hits, and they were big hits then. She gave me a cassette tape of Glenn Miller. It was didn't even look new. Who in the fuck would want a cassette tape of Glenn Miller? It made no sense. That's the kind of dumb shit they give you. I mean, dumb. Another one gave me this incense machine. It was something she wanted. She wanted it. She knew I wouldn't like it, and I'd give it back to her, and she didn't spend nothing on me. She got it and tricked me out of it, and I didn't even know it. But that's what they do. I don't want a fucking Glenn Miller tape. I don't want a fucking weed pipe, a damn pipe that I'm going to smoke that's made out of plastic. How can you smoke anything in it if it's made out of plastic? You can't, and I lost that weed. I just watched this ball of plastic on my leg, and I saw the weed in it for a minute until the whole thing turned black. It went up in a fireball, and I beat it off my leg. I beat the heat off me with a goddamn gunpowder bag, the leather gunpowder loading bag for a musket ball rifle gun. You have to load it from the top. The gunpowder's in the bag. Excuse me. Actually burned my throat from weed. I'm talking about weed, and I burned it from weed. That's what's going on. It doesn't seem right, especially at Christmas time. But she gave me a piece of shit, man. And that's all you'll ever get from a woman, man. You're going to get a piece of shit. She's not ever going to buy you a goddamn thing. You're going to get junk. That's all they buy is junk, but you better buy them something worth $2,000, man. I don't give them nothing. I gave no chick anything when I was in fucking Vietnam for 18 months, and I got pussy upon pussy upon pussy upon pussy when I was fucking jumping on a fucking Huey helicopters. I was a door gunner. Into rice paddies, and they used to call me El Genko. It's something like that, only it's in VC language, and they would be running in the woods, running into the fucking water. They created a tidal wave. Here comes my big cock. I got all kinds of pussy, but look what you get in America. You get nothing, man. Look at all the rice floating on the surface there. It's mixed with your cum floating on the surface there. It's so similar. Look at it. Love it. Take your time paying for it. But in America, they buy you junk. I've had junk bought for me by bitches again and again and again. I guarantee you, with this Christmas coming up, you're getting junk. She's not going to buy you anything. She doesn't have any goddamn money. She's waiting for you to get her clutches on your money or on somebody's fucking money. She has no money to spend right now. And whatever she spends it on is going to be some stupid makeup. It's going to be makeup while she's in her fucking marketing job. I got a makeup. I'm in my marketing job. I know QuickBooks. I can't get you a present this year. Maybe next year. That's what they think, isn't it? You're not getting nothing, man. So the whole pipe experience died for me while I was out there looking for fucking the blowing tree dildo machine. Some stick butter bought me a piece of shit. It was junk. She didn't get me nothing. She's not a smoker. I need special poplar wood. I need walnut. I need that fucking, what's it, marshmallow, marshman? I need that pipe. It's made of fucking stone. That's the kind of pipe I need, man, because I know how to smoke shit. I know what it is. I know what I'm about to do. I know that it's this relaxing experience where you become one with yourself. You understand, and you're no longer competing. You're not part of something. You're not tweeting for fucking million hits and all that shit. You now know who you are. You got your pipe and you, man, and you're dope. So it wasn't any good. She bought me this piece of shit that wasn't any good. It's a piece of plastic, a molten bowl of plastic, and it was melting off the pipe, and that was it. She said, I really hope you have a good Christmas. You couldn't smoke that. I don't care what it was. Tobacco? Fucking pipe tobacco? Cigarette tobacco? Weed? You couldn't put nothing in there. Hashish? You couldn't put nothing in it. And hash? Forget it. It's junk. So when I was done with that, I started searching again for fucking the goddamn blowing tree. And I pushed myself and I pushed myself and I pushed myself. And I don't know what happened, but I've done this before, man. I've done it before. And you're going to say, what have you done before? I've pushed myself too far and then got caught up in a loop in my head. And the loop that I'm caught up in my head while I'm searching for the blowing tree, while I just had the experience with a melting hash pipe, I mean the pot pipe. This goddamn formula keeps going across my head. I'm driving in the woods back and forth, back and forth. It's getting dark, and I'm just driving in the woods like a nutcase. And I got this problem in my head, this math problem that has really shorted me out. In my life, I've come up with two math problems, and the math issues or math proofs. The one is this. Hope plus doubt equals desire. A chick hopes she can get you, but she has doubts, and that's what creates desire. You hope you can get a bitch. You have your doubts, and that's what creates desire. Hope plus doubt equals desire. I came up with that, but this one takes it all. It's just math. It's just mathematics. I didn't invent mathematics, but that's what it is. It's mathematics. And try to imagine me moving back and forth, driving to and fro, in and out of the woods, where sometimes the trees are so close you can't get between them. You could be stuck. I once was going super fast in the woods when I was out in the woods on my Argo Frontier. And I ran over. I didn't have a chance to stop. I ran over two people who were inside a tiny pump tent. A tiny, easy, carry-all pump tent. Like, you know, like a V upside down. And they were inside that. When I turned around, when I stopped the vehicle, I looked into the pump tent, I looked into their tent. They were out there camping, but they were both dead. But when I looked at her, her hand was wrapped around his cock, his control lever, his stick shift lever. She was in the driver's seat of him, man. She was erasing everything he knew and everything he was and all his friends. They were all gone. That's why they take you out in the woods. She was clenching onto his cock and she was dead. I hardly ever tell anybody that, and if I have told them, it's because I forgot. But I don't tell anybody about that, because they clearly found these bodies, and how would I know about it? How many bodies you find of some woman clutching onto a guy's cock, and they're both flat, and they've both been run over by an Argo Frontier, 18 horsepower, 16-wheel fucking ATV. They don't have that anywhere. Nobody ever reports that. So if I say it, I've just indicted myself. But I will add that it was an accident. I was wasted. I was wasted. I was having a good time. It was a summertime. I had a Superman cape on. I had my Glock in my hand with my Glock switch. It makes it shoot 1,200 rounds in a fucking minute. And I was having a good time. I was in the woods. There was nobody here. There was no perfume for sale. There was no Starbucks selling fucking Starbucks drinks for sale. There was no bitches doing anything, driving around fucking electric vehicles. And there was none of that. It was just me in the woods. It was really relaxing. So I'm driving around in the woods, stuck with this math equation, this math formula. And what is the math formula? It's about how much dick a woman takes in a month, how much dick a woman takes in a year. These are facts. This is not a joke. I'm not making some kind of stand-up here. I'm not on stage here. I'm trying to help people all over the goddamn world. You have to understand this. What is the second formula at Christmas time? What is the gift I'm giving you? You consider this a gift. I can't buy everybody a present. This recording gets 9,000-10,000 downloads every week. Honest to God, but try and find one thing about it. They're not going to talk about this. They're not going to talk about truths like your correspondent does it. You should be glad they don't advertise it, because I wouldn't be able to afford to keep it up. So understand this math. This is what's got me in a loop when I'm in the woods at Christmas time with you. When I'm in the woods thinking about fucking blowing tree. When I'm in the woods thinking about the coming ice fishing I'm going to do on the ice and all the pussy I'm going to get. While I'm thinking about fucking arrows and RV-billed woodpeckers and all that stuff. This math problem keeps coming to my head. This mathematic equation. This is how much dick a woman gets a year. This is how much dick a woman gets a month. Now, how could you look at them the same? How? And what am I talking about? Here it is. Excuse me. Every thrust that you put your dick in her hole, say you got 5 inches. Every thrust you put in, 5 inches at about 2 thrusts per second for 10 minutes, what is that? That's 3,000 inches per sexual encounter. Now, there are 63,360 inches in a mile. So what do? You need to have sex about 21 times to get a mile of dick. That's what the chick has to do. She gets 21 sexual encounters that month. She took a mile of dick, man. It's just mathematics, honest to God. It's sick. Your chick takes a mile of dick, or she did take a mile of dick for fucking every month. For 12 months, she took 12 miles of dick. If she took it in a shithole, she took 24 miles of dick. That's what your little angel did. My friend used to call chicks that. He believed in women. He's dead now. His name was Eric. Little German girl. This is what he talked like. Little German girl. She's so special. She's so sweet. Look at delicate. Look at this delicate little skin. Little golden hairs on her legs. He would say shit like that. And I say, Eric, that's nuts, man. You're talking crazy. Every thrust, every time you jam your 5 inches into her fuckhole, every thrust per second, there's 10 minutes at 1 thrust per second. Am I saying this right? Let me think again. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches. That's the average dick. At 1 thrust per second for 10 minutes. So what is that? That's 3,000 inches per sexual encounter. There's 63,360 inches in a mile. So you need to have sex about 21 times to get a mile of meat, a mile of dick. And that's what chicks take every goddamn month for a year. 12 miles of dick? Are you shitting me? 12 miles? I mean, where can you go in 12 miles? I'm talking about 12 road miles of dick and your little dainty angel at this Christmas holiday. Get out there, motherfucker. There's got to be something you can buy her. This engagement ring, a friendship ring. Get out there and get her something very expensive. Get her a fucking $2,000 iPhone. You might get it until you've put this in your mind, till you run this math through your mind. She gets 20 fucking, she gets, how much does she get? 21 times she gets a mile of dick a month. 12 miles of dick every year. She takes it in a shithole. She gets fucking another 12. That's 24 miles a year of dick. 24 miles of meat per year. I mean, per 1 year. Yeah. That's what she gets. Now, how could anybody take these people serious? How could anybody want to be around these people? And I'm thinking this while I'm in the goddamn woods. And by the way, I've been invited to a pre-Christmas Eve party that I'm looking forward to. It's super exciting. There's going to be all kinds of chicks there. There's all kinds of chicks there. She asked me to come early. 7, 8, 10 women there. She's going to be there. And if they get there early, what happens? Their pussies are all emitting the stink of pussy. And that makes other chicks jealous. They wonder why she turned on. Why's her pussy smell? Why's her pussy smell? How come her pussy's smelling? And they all go into competitive mode because they're smelling pussy, which means what? It means there is dick nearby. They're really competitive. They want your dick when you walk into the room. I don't hardly ever share that with anybody. So I'm out in the woods, man. And I'm telling you, man, I just barely come in the door to do this recording. I'm cold, man. I'm really cold. It's cold to the bone. I'm starting to wonder if there was such a thing as a blowing tree dildo machine made by Indians. I don't think it was a lie. It was in Steer Inc. magazine. It's for people who have been invited. People who fucking get a bottle in their pool, and in the bottle's a message that says you're invited, and then the details follow. That's how they do it. I'm looking for the blowing tree, and I'm wore out, and I'm freezing cold, and my voice is gone, and I burned my voice box out, smoking bad weed because I was smoking plastic with the weed. Nobody does that because a bitch will never buy you a goddamn thing worth a penny. She's not going to buy you nothing. And think about this. When she does buy you something, when you're hooked up with her, she's using your money to buy you something. Try to explain some shit like that. Excuse me. My nasal passages, my throat are burned out for a plastic pipe, and I burned them out smoking a plastic pipe looking for the fucking blowing tree dildo machine made by Indians when they came to this state. There's all kinds of prices in the woods by me, and I'm going to get one of them. I'm going to get the whatchamacallit, the bird, the ivory-billed woodpecker. I'm going to get that. I'm going to uncover fucking pussy scalps. I'm going to find fucking gas bubbles from vaginal gas bubbles. I'm going to mine them out of the nearby lakes and streams. I'm going to find all kinds of stuff, coins around foundations. I'm going to find all kinds of stuff, man, in the woods of Michigan, just as this one more thing, the blowing tree dildo machine. And I'm telling you this at Christmas because I think it's an omen. I think it means something. I think it means that I'm going to find it. And how do I find it? I find it with what? Fucking horizontal stick and a vertical stick. And the horizontal stick is attached to the vertical stick, which is the tree, the flexible tree. The horizontal stick is affixed to the side of the tree using leather strappings. And the end of the horizontal stick is a very noticeable, very obvious dildo that's been carved in the wood by an Indian. I want to find one, man. I'm going to find one of these fucking things. These Indians have pumped this, and who else knows what? Who else is it pumped? They've pumped it. I don't know. And I want to smell this wood. I want to smell the dildo that's been in all these holes. And it's probably going to be perfectly preserved. That's what the article said. It's like putting creosote on the base of fence post that you're putting around your yard. You don't want the fence post to rot. So you dip it in creosote. The same thing there. The dickhead, the dildo carved into the horizontal stick attached to the vertical tree, the sapling, by the fucking leather strappings, it's been coated in dildo and gas and juices from a woman's cunt.
Give me a couple seconds.
It's been coated. It's protected it, man. It's incredible. And I'm going to find this thing. I'm going to be on my way. I didn't want to start with this. I was going to tell you something that happened. It is another thing that happened. But I got so sidetracked on this fucking idea. I got the six-wheel machine. I can go on any time all winter and I'll find it. And I don't have to worry about digging shit up. Why? Because it's above ground. I can find this. I'll be standing next to one. I'll be pointing at it with my Superman cape, or I have shorts on, or I have no t-shirt on, or I've got flip-flops on. And I'll be pointing to it and I'll be on the cover of the magazine because I found the blowing tree dildo machine in the 1800s and all that. I'm going to find it. Hello?
You fucked my daughter, and now she's permanently bow-legged.
You got the wrong number.
The doctor says she might not walk again.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She was my little girl. You split her seam straight through to her belly button with your big dick.
I gotta go. I'm working.
We have to feed her beef broth through a straw.
You've got the wrong number.
You cut my baby in half.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You dirty cock bastard. She's fucking paralyzed, you dumb fuck.
Goodbye.
You tore her in half with your enormous cock.
Goodbye. Fucking A, man. Jesus. I'll talk to you next week, fuckstick. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to the one and only
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up. You're looking down. You're looking to the right. You're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands. They're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in $1 million house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Sylvia, how are you? Happy holidays. Have you gotten all your shopping done? I hope so. Yesterday, I mailed the gift I bought you. The postman guaranteed me that you would get my Christmas present before Christmas Day. How exciting. Sylvia, yesterday I was walking on the side of the road, and I came across a 40-pound honey-baked holiday ham. Well, it was a 40-pounder once.
Someone had spooned out all the ham. What I found was a meat shell. If I had attached a handle onto the ham shell, you would have thought it was a big beach bag or a very large, deep purse. Inside the ham, where the meat should have been, were a couple of pairs of women's soiled cum panties and an empty squirt bottle of vaginal shrinking cream. The soiled cum panties had a 2-inch in diameter hole bored into the rear of both pairs of cum panties. I'm pretty sure those were dick holes. I believe a man and a woman were scooping out the ham, and when they were done scooping out the ham, they fucked. Of course, they threw the woman's soiled cum panties and the empty tube of vaginal shrinking cream into the ham shell when they were done fucking, and they tossed the ham shell out a bus or cab window. Sylvia, there was also a battery-powered Ronco-branded handheld vacuum lying inside the ham purse. I believe the Ronco handheld vacuum was used to suck up cum. When I opened the vacuum and emptied the vacuum bag, a Canadian quarter and a woman's gold-plated clitoris barbell piercing fell out. The piece of jewelry and the on-off switch situated on top of the Ronco vacuum smelled like pussy real bad. My mom used to use old eaten-out cantaloupes as ashtrays. When the scraped-out cantaloupe bowls were full of cigarette butts, she threw the cantaloupe ashtrays out the driver's side window of her Dodge Dart. I gotta go. I have things to do. Write me back when you can. I look forward to your letters. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas, Sylvia. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister at the Russell Stover's pop-up candy store off 3rd Avenue. Your big-titted little sister was dressed up as a Christmastime elf, and she was giving away chocolates for the holiday. Your big-titted little sister saw me. She dove headfirst through a round window that had been installed into a gigantic chocolate-covered cherry featured in the center of the store. While your big-titted little sister was inside the huge chocolate-covered cherry, she took off her pants, panties, brassiere, and shirt, and she laid on her back inside the enormous chocolate-covered cherry. When I jumped into the huge chocolate-covered cherry, your big-titted little sister was aiming her shit and fuckhole directly at me, so I ate her out, and I gave her a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister inside the mammoth chocolate-covered cherry, a woman dove through the round window, mounted on the side of the chocolate-covered cherry, and she said,
"When I walked past the huge chocolate-covered cherry, I thought I could smell pussy. Pussy and chocolate go together in the same way that peanut butter and jelly go together. While I was paying for 2 pounds of junior mints at the counter, I knew I heard the sounds of someone being eaten out. Baby, I followed my nose and, well, here I am. Pay no mind to the blood on my blouse. I took out 2 Slims on my way here. Slims is short for Muslims. When I lived in London, my friend and I took out 6 Slims a day. But she's dead now. A Slim took her out while she was smelling her panties as she rode a Temu sex machine in her flat. It was messy. Of course, I live in America now. Rightfully so, I want to be eaten out by a Yank. I'm so wet, my warm British pussy juices are dripping down both of my legs. My socks are soaked. So how about it? Eat me out and rim me in the same way you're eating out your dumb American slut, and I'll give you this 2-pound bag of junior mints.
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Ladies, have we got something for you? Look up at one of the giant HD store monitors near you. Isn't this something? It's a large stylus purse that you can carry around as we enter the new year. Girls, watch what I can put into it. Here's 3 plastic containers filled with foundation for your tired, ship-worn face. Here's another 2 containers filled with eyeliners and pencils. Here's 2 zippered bags filled with makeup to give you that smoky eye effect. Girls, do you want to glow? Of course you do. Here's another 3 containers filled with makeup that will make you glow. Watch as I put another large plastic container into this amazing jumbo purse. What's in the container? Primers, concealers, mascara, tints, blushes, lip balms, gels, serums, and more. This purse can carry it all, and better still, it's made of 100% pig flesh. Ladies, you're looking at an old holiday ham. It was once a 40-pound ham sitting on a dining room table, fresh out of the oven, all dressed up for the holidays. But it was eaten out from within by hungry holiday guests. And now it's just a ham shell. It looks like a yarmulke made for Herman Munster's head. To make it easy to tote around, we attached a flower power blue jean handle onto the eaten out ham. Where do we get the eaten out dumped Christmas time hams? In every state, our people scour dumpsters and they select only the hams that would make the finest purses. Occasionally, there could be a used rubber lying in the bottom of your ham purse. That's what makes these purses so fucking special. Imagine carrying around this bag on Christmas Day or on New Year's Eve. These ham purses are like no other, and a ham bag can be yours this very moment for only $49.95. Hurry, come on up to the counter now. Supplies are limited. On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit onto the miniature railroad electric train that was moving around under our lobby Christmas tree. The engine was destroyed, and 10 unused cargo train cars were filled to the brim with Mandy's runny shit. Somehow the caboose survived. The miniature train's shorted out power transformer caused Mandy's dung to exude a dense, hazy smoke. It's her dung, folks. Mandy was standing on a ladder polishing the star at the top of the tree when her asshole suddenly gave way. Miss Phelps has irritable bowel syndrome and she is extremely horny. According to our department store floor captain, Miss Phelps got turned on when she smelled male pheromones coming off a man's big cock as he peed in a nearby restroom. The drippings originating from Mandy Phelps' cunt flowed onto her asshole and it lubricated her frozen shithole and her crap door violently opened.
When I got a whiff of that guy's enormous cum-filled cock, I got insanely turned on. And before I knew what was happening, I shit onto the antique miniature train under the store Christmas tree. As my shit exited my asshole, it savagely blew its way through the fabric of my panties. I'm sorry. I'm so horny. I need 10 inches every day. When I can't get the inches, I finger myself. I've been seeing a hypnotist about my shitting problem. Stop laughing at me. I hate everyone in this fucking store. Here's my Christmas present to you. Eat lead.
Attention maintenance, please report to the miniature train in the store lobby. Please bring a wet and dry vacuum, scrub brushes, buckets filled with warm water, a wet wipe, a pair of panties, and 5 or 6 holiday-scented Airwick solids. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. Happy holidays, that is all.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck.
Ah.
Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Fuck!
Ah!
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!